That's what happens to drug addicts and alcoholics, because what I found out for me is that when you take the drugs and alcohol out of my system, I'm the same person sober that I was when I was drinking and using. And that's what defines, I believe, an alcoholic and a drug addict, is that they're the same person sober that when they're drinking and using, they just don't have the druggy behavior anymore. But I'm just as wacko. You get what I'm saying? Is that a non-alcoholic, they drink, some people can drink and they're like Jekyll and Hyde, they're a totally different character, but you take the alcohol out of their system and they absolutely function on a normal level. Those are called bingers, those are called people that drink, and then ultimately if you can get them to stop drinking, they're pretty okay. And that's what separates, and there are people like that, that just, you know, you'll run into them, and like, hey, you drink? No, I just quit. Excuse me?
Right.
You know? You know, I did blow 20 years, and it was killing me, it affected my family, it killed my pocketbook, so I stopped. There's my mental illness. I don't get it. What do you mean you just stopped? You know, I stopped a lot of times. It just never carried on past that moment, you know? But so I look at that and I'm like, I'm a power. I must recognize I'm the power. And the way that I'm a power is that, strangely enough, it's kind of a dichotomy, because I'm really a power that's not adequate enough to fulfill my life, but I'm a power enough to destroy my life and believe that I'm actually fulfilling my life. So it's really kind of a spin out. And the power of self is so, you know, such an identity that it really doesn't have to come to self in terms of details till I get to step three. But step two is all about the power of the ego. And that's where I really must recognize where the power of self comes from. My ability to be hit 30 days, you know, it would be not very untypical to see someone say, talk the way you're talking 30 days later now. We'll go 30 days ahead. They got a little change in their pocket. The kids are hugging them again. Mom thinks you're the best person in the world. And you're like, I love this world. I love this life. It's so good. It's so good. And then 30 days from that, it's all, you know what? I don't need as many meetings anymore. My kids need me now. My mother needs me now. You know, my recovery goes on the side. I don't know that that's ego. And ego has the capacity to convince me of things that aren't true.